When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And perhaps I should have said, welcome to the first hour of the fallback edition of Animal World. Because if you didn't remember to set your clocks back, you may have been wondering where the heck we've been for an hour. Well, it's an hour, you know, it's my favorite time of year. You know, I'm not a fan of spring forward, but I love falling back. Speaking of that, I would imagine that Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge also loves falling back. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. Always grateful for an extra hour of sleep.
Yes, isn't it?
Because I'm totally awake now, whereas, to be honest,
right,
first hour, I'm kind of dragging a little bit.
We're pushing it a little bit.
But you know, today is a special day.
That's true.
For lots of reasons.
Okay.
Do you need a clue?
Well, I would assume that one of the special reasons is because we have a full house today.
That's part of it, but that's not what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I think I should give you a clue.
Yeah? Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Oh!
Happy anniversary.
Well, is this, I know I don't have an anniversary coming up, so is it your anniversary?
Well, I like to think of it as our anniversary.
Our anniversary.
Because it was a year ago, the first Sunday after Halloween, that I started doing
this show. Well, I was just flashing on that. It's November now, and you started a year ago in November. Isn't that romantic? He remembered our anniversary.
Well, at least I remembered.
You can totally take that. You can totally do that. Whoa.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
And of course, I'm going to pull this little snippet for use later on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not
surprised. The what a guy, you know, the, oh, you remembered. Yeah, it's all good stuff.
It is.
It'll work for me later
on. Yeah, the next time
when I screw up.
When you screw up, you'll just, oh. But
so, yeah,
I mean, truly, though, what a guy. What a guy. Now, does this mean, you know, because, you know, we started out in the dating phase. Well, that's because, you know, Gary Hill, who had become my radio spouse over the previous, like, 8 years of working together. Does it mean, are we there yet? Or
I don't think so. I mean, because you had such a long tenure with Gary that,
you know,
so I think we're past the getting to know you stage.
Yeah.
And now we're on the extending the relationship stage.
Okay.
In my view, anyhow.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, let me know when we cross that hurdle, because I would not want to forget another anniversary. Although, as soon as you said, November was flashing in my
pressure head. Is going to be on next year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you don't want to forget next year.
No, but, I am
impressed. You would have gotten it eventually. But this is only a three-hour show,
we had to move things along. Intuitive as I am, as soon as you started talking about it, November was flashing in my mind, and then when I went there, then it was like, oh,
you were close. You were coming around the corner.
I was coming around the corner.
So yeah.
But you totally get to own the, at least I remembered. I will take that.
And the jingle, of course, is from one of my favorite shows, The Flintstones.
Ah, Flintstones.
Yeah. Do.
Bedrock. Yay. Speaking of Bedrock, we've got
Fred and Wilma
rocking a bed in the studio today, and we'll get to her in just a moment. But the rest of the crew is here. Aji, call screener, is in the studio with us. Good morning, Aj.
Good morning, Martha.
Because you fended for yourself in the other studio last week. And so I want to welcome back. Kathy is here, and she has the private studio to start off today. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And then to fill out the table here in the studio, as promised, we have the bedbug lady and the bedbug dogs. That would be Janine Fiorito. She is the chief cook and bedbug eliminator from Discreet Green.
Yes. Thank you.
Part of our now Animal World family of advertisers. Just delighted. Woohoo! Uh-huh. And then, of course, the main attraction. What do they say about don't do shows with kids and animals because they steal the show? Well, you know, animals steal the show every week here. But we have the queen of the bedbug sniffing dogs, and that would be Miss Princess Leia. She's in a beagle suit. And right now, she's curled up in her little cushy bed in the corner because she had such a she must have had a strenuous morning meeting everybody because, of course, she was her little wiggly beagle self and of course, had to check the whole area for Janine said she's not hunting for bed bugs. She's looking for food. So let's just be honest.
but let's hope she didn't find any bed bugs, right?
No.
Good.
No.
That's important. Because I was a little worried about that.
We hope
what she might find in
we
here.
We hope that she will later because Janine actually came packing bed bugs, believe it or not, in a secure little vial. Thank you very much. But I have hidden bed bugs here in the studio. Yikes. So.
They're not going to. Tell me they're not going to get loose.
They're not going to get loose.
Okay, great.
And the good news is that Janine brought us all little gift baggies here.
Oh, nice.
And inside our little gift baggies, bed bug spray. Ooh.
It's also good for
you
lice.
Need to get a little closer to your mic.
Lice.
There you go.
Mosquitoes. It's safe to put right on your skin. It's great for mosquitoes.
Wow.
It's great for fleas, ticks, roaches.
And is it a repellent or a killer?
Both.
Oh. Well,
so
we'll
it'll repel mosquitoes, kill bed bugs, fleas.
Wow.
Is this a good thing to put on my cat before we go for a walk outside?
Yeah, with cats and especially birds, you have to be careful with cedar products. It's a cedar-based product. So
yeah, cedar
what
oil
I usually
can be toxic.
Do,
if there's oil, cedar oil in it, cedar oil can be toxic to animals.
Yeah. So what I do is I actually mix it into her shampoo as I'm shampooing her.
Ah.
So that way I'm not really spraying it anywhere where she's kind of inhaling it.
That makes sense. All right, so as you might have guessed, our main topic of discussion today is going to be bed bugs. And OMG, let me tell you, because Janine and I were having a last-minute powwow last evening on the phone. And when she told me what she'd been dealing with yesterday, now see, that's how big it was. My bag just fell off the chair. Crash.
Okay. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, that was earthquake. It was not planned, but it was perfect timing. OMG, creeped me out. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to stay in any place. When you hear this, you need to know what we're going to be talking about today. And so we're going to educate you about bed bugs and what they're all about and how prevalent the problem is. And yeah, when you hear,
I do want to know this because
yeah, you know, you don't, but you do. You don't, but you really, really do. Because as Janine told me walking in the studio this morning, she was saying, if you remember, there was a big hype about bed bugs a couple years ago. You all remember now, Mike, you weren't here in the studio with us, but I had a story about bed bugs in the news almost every week for quite a while, or at least once a month for a long time. Then all of a sudden, nothing. Mm. It's because they're taking over the planet. Anyway. We are here to make sure that doesn't happen, and so we will be talking about that. But we're also, because it is the first Sunday of the month, and it is still Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, we'll have some fun because, like I said, I have hidden bed bugs in the studio, and we'll put the princess to work later once she gets up from her nap, and I made Janine and Princess Leia leave the room, so nobody knows where they are except me, so Janine can't cheat. Not that she would, but, you know, just to be fair. Nobody knows but me.
Princess and, cheats.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So that we will get to that. Now, also, because it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, we're also going to talk a bit about the training aspects will be, you know, where did Princess Leia come from? Did you pick her off a cloud of bedbug sniffing dogs and training for this? And how do they maintain her skills and all of that sort of thing? And a different way of living with a working dog, that we will dispel some myths today about working dogs, and close to my heart, because this is one of the reasons why I really appreciate Janine and how she's doing this. And by the way, we should say hi to your dad, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Absolutely. Hi, Dad.
Yeah, because Janine's dad is a longtime Animal World listener. And in fact, he called me up and said, "You won't believe what my daughter wants to do. Help me talk her out of it." And here we are today. Well, Dad, you know,
yep.
Seems like it's been a successful venture so far. So
absolutely.
And a needed service. So we're in good shape there. But at any rate, then in terms of the behavior training and healing aspects of today's show, we are also, well, I've got follow-up, but we are going to be talking about Dr. Nell's stuff. We're also going to be talking about some nutrition stuff. We're also going to be talking about Pleckner stuff. So we got a full docket today. And I guess I should quit dinking around or we'll never get to it. At any rate, we've got a full show today. And in addition to that, and the other follow-up that we've got, I've got two events happening today. I've got another, and we should actually have music for this now, because has it been every, I can't remember a week I haven't had another recall of some kind of food or treat for our animal friends. You know, been every week we have a recall.
Should
guess
we have
what?
Recall music?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We probably need some sort of dun da 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 da. Without me, you know, I mean, anyway, we've got two recalls this week. And one of them is a name you will recognize big time. Wellness. Yeah, I know. Shock City. Okay, but I'll get to that. And then I do have some news and some good news that will cram into all of this. And we will do a tip, fall into winter tip, since the weather has definitely changed. That will happen about 10 o'clock today, and current events about 10:55, and then Designing Health. Our generous sponsors are continuing to give away the Missing Link supplement for our animal friends, which provides what's missing in processed foods, particularly the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the fiber, it is absolutely fabulous, and all you have to do is pay attention. And when you hear me do the live Missing Link commercial, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And that's your clue to pick up the phone and call Kathy. And win your choice of Missing Link supplements would be two choices for dogs, skin and coat or hip and joint, ultimate cat formula or the bird formula. And you can also choose the wellness formula, which is a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters. And it's for food sensitive individuals. So we have all those choices on the line. Now, I'm going to give you phone numbers. Please write them down now. I'm giving you the most subtle hint I can tell you. And do not think that everybody else is faster than you are, okay? Phone numbers, 425-373-5527. That's the local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then throughout today's show, you can, of course, send us an email to our live email address. But keep in mind, please only use that address while we're on the air, because otherwise, you know, we only check it once a week. And that address, pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Can't win the contest that way, but you can communicate with us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, now. All right, now, just we didn't give anything away yet. Phones are ringing. Well, they're just testing the lines to see if they're open. How about that? and seeing if Kathy's up. She's Johnny on the spot. She's on that phone. She's paying attention. That's good. In keeping with our new tradition now, and as per request of St. Francis, we are now starting the Animal World program every Sunday with St. Francis's Peace Prayer, and did it for the first time last week. And I have to tell you, St. Francis is much more present now that we're doing this, and he's been in my dreams in that you know, just be sore, sleep state all week. And he keeps showing me sitting at the microphone here in the studio and him hanging. He's got his own private chair here in the Animal World studio now. So, and if you're not a prayer person, the idea with this prayer is just good for all of us anyway. So this is going to get us in the right energy. I don't know if it'll bring out the sun, but we'll get to that when we get to the good news. So here we go is St. Francis of Assisi, Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All right, we are officially underway. So, how about we do the happenings today? So you know what you can do after the show today. Actually, you can be listening to the show while you're driving to one of these events, because you can adopt an animal for free at the Seattle Animal Shelter today from noon to 6 p.m. And that's, you know, Seattle Animal Shelter over on Elliott Way, downtown Seattle. They are so inundated with cats, and they're bringing in a bunch of cats from a rescue situation, so they got to make room. Mm-hmm. So they don't do this very often, but they are waiving all adoption fees on cats over 6 months of age. Today is the last day. And like I said, noon to 6 p.m., if you are a resident of Seattle, you still have to pay the license fee, but that's only $27. And you got to do that anyway, right? So So if you're a resident of Seattle, you pay $25. I assume if you have a driver's license or something that says you're not a resident of Seattle, you don't pay a license fee. But other than that, all fees are waived. So that's a hot deal. You want a kitty cat for your family. Seattle Animal Shelter, today, noon to 6 p.m. And then, if you would like to sample some wine and support the animals, another wine tasting fundraising event at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland this week. And guess what, you guys? Guess where I went this week?
You tasted some wine?
I went to Northwest Cellars. Now, I was working because the wine geek, you know, Bob Delf, who joined us on the show last week, we learned all about Northwest Cellars. He needed some help with his little dog, Vino.
Oh.
So he said, "I want you to come on down to the winery, because that's where we spend most of our time. And you can see the place and give me some tips on helping Vino." So I did that. And then we worked out a deal. Guess what? We are getting an Animal World private label wine. And I have to tell you, I am so impressed with Northwest Cellars and what they do and the quality of the wine. And there's plaques all over the wall. They've gotten awards for their wine all over the place. So you can actually very reasonably, get a private label wine that's really good quality. And you can do one bottle or, you know, 100. It doesn't matter. So today they are doing this little wine fundraiser. Forget this, Jasper's Dog Park, Kirkland's first dog park, is a city park funded and operated by Kirkland Off-Leash Dog Group. It was constructed by this group along with the city of Kirkland, and it opened earlier this year, and they are raising funds, you know, to keep up the park and add stuff to it. And let's see, the fundraiser is at Northwest Cellars today from 1 to 5 p.m. And their address is 11909 124th Northeast in Kirkland. It's easy to get to. It's right by Totem Lake. And Vino, of course, the Northwest Sellers dog, gives two paws up on this event. And it costs you $10 to get in, but all of that $10 admission goes to K-Dog, the Kirkland off-leash dog group. And then a portion of any wine that you might choose to purchase will go to support them as well. So you can go taste wine from 1 to 5 p.m. at Northwest Cellars today. Okay, so that's what's going on, happening today. And let's see, before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, how about we do the recalls? Nope. Whoops. Oh, that one, yeah. That, we definitely don't want that song for the recalls. Okay. Oh, there we go. That's a good one. Yeah.
A little suspense.
Yeah, that kind of like is Halloween appropriate and scary. Recalls are scary news. Now get this. Wellness Super 5 Mix Small Breed Adult Dog Food Recall. Apparently a small amount of their 12-pound small breed adult health dry dog food with a best by date of August 18th, 2013, did not meet their high standards. The product was found to have a higher moisture content than the recipe calls for. But they're actually on Susan Thixton's website, truthaboutpetfood.com. Her alert on this had a photograph someone had taken of their open bag of this wellness, and it was all moldy. So, ew, creep you out. So anyway, if you feed wellness Super 5 Mix small breed adult dog food, well, I know that's very, very common brand around here. Check it out. If it's got a best by date of August 18th, 2013, take it back to the store. And you can also call Consumer Affairs for Wellness Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And their number is 800-225-0904. 800-225-0904. Then this one, I've heard of it, but I don't know. It's a Charlie Bear Protein Crunch Bar recall. They're little biscuits. Come in a blue bag and a green bag. They're voluntarily recalling a lot of their chicken recipe with carrots, tested positive once again for what's been the big yikes?
Salmonella.
You know, what is it? It's like every week somebody's recalling for salmonella. What's up with these companies and what the heck are they doing in there? I don't get it. Why all of a sudden? Now, maybe is it there's always been salmonella in these products and nobody's ever known it before? Are we just figuring this out? But it's happening every week. Mike's got something to say.
Low standards and lack of proper regulation.
Well,
yeah. Probably.
In a nutshell, that's what's happening. The watchdog. Somebody needs to watch the watchdog.
Yes.
Truthaboutpetfood.com. And, yeah. Okay, so.
The previous ones were peanut related, I think.
Well,
it doesn't have peanuts in it.
Yeah, there was a peanut spread for dogs, but there's also been a number of foods, and it just seems to be one or two every week. Let's see. Charlie Bear Protein Crunch Bars, chicken recipe with carrots, 5.5 ounce packages. We have lot numbers and that kind of stuff. If you go to truthaboutpetfood.com, you can, you know, go to their recall pages and find this. And there have been no reported illnesses, but whatever. Take them back, and you can call Charlie Bear at 1-800-396-8893 for more information, or email info at Charlie Bear, and it's C-H-A-R-L-E-E, charliebear.com. I just wish, well... I should have, like, you know, Julie Forbes, you know, the dog show, in her promo. Don't even get me started about pet food. That's what I feel like right now. Don't even get me started. Because, my new favorite book. Oh. Might as well just tell you about this.
Yeah.
I'm reading because, you know, oh, And I haven't forgotten. We do need to take care of our advertisers, but you know what tomorrow is, don't you?
Puppy day.
Yeah.
Puppy day.
I'm picking up Christopher Robin.
Oh, yes. New puppy day.
New puppy day tomorrow. I'm so excited. He got his vet check on Friday, and he's good to go. And Auntie Marie, that's my high school friend, Marie, who was Annie Golden's godmother, she's driving with me so she can hold him on the way home. And then when we go rendezvous back to her car, he'll have to ride with me in the last leg of the journey back to Monroe. But so I'm so excited. I've been getting ready all week. And don't get me started about leaves. Mike, I don't know why you don't want to do leaves. You should come to my house. I got to tell you, yesterday I've been trying to thought I'd get it all out of the way, again, get the yard at least cleaned up for the first day the puppy's home. So yesterday I go out, and I graduated. I got a big new blower, backpack blower. Ooh, you should see me go. Oh, it's so cool.
I want to see the video.
I love my new blower. So, and I got these big leaf maple trees. And I have this dog yard, and I have the people yard. And I did the dog yard, and I did the people yard just covered. And so I'm out there blowing, and I'm chanting, oh, God, beautiful, while I'm doing it, because you gotta have the right attitude. And I get it all done. That I'm at that side of the yard. I turn around. And it's already, the wind kicks up, and and so I go over and do the dog yard. By the time I come back, it looks like I never even did anything.
Well, let me just say, for the record, I do leaves. I've done leaves.
I know, you told
me
that.
I'm retired. Yeah. I don't do it anymore.
But I got the coolest blower now.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You should bring it in. Okay. We could have some fun with it.
Well, yeah, it would just totally trash this room.
This place needs to be dusted every once in a while.
I can blow everything off the walls and all of that. It's very fun. But anyway, I digress because I was going to tell you about my new favorite book. Because I got on the puppy news because I'm reading it because this is where we're headed after, he's on crummy food right now. I mean, gag me with a spoon food right now. And I'll switch him off to the best quality processed food that I know of. That would be the canine caviar. We're going to be talking about that next week. You've got to feed processed. It's the best. But we're going to the raw meaty bones diet and Tom Lonsdale. And so I ordered the book on Amazon. I'm finally reading the whole thing. And, you just got to read the book. Just got to read the book. So,
does that only apply to dogs?
Dogs and cats.
Cats, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, then. So let us take care of our advertisers and sponsors before I get us any more behind schedule. Of course, we're already behind schedule because the clock says it's pushing 10:30. Well, we just haven't fallen back on the studio clock. So Animal World continues. Pay attention. Most important part of the show. And we will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. There's two missing link formulas for dogs, one for cats, one for birds, one for horses, and the wellness blend, vegetarian blend for sensitive animals. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Ask your vet for a more potent formula or go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the missing link word of the day is bed bugs.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Interest rates are low and you're considering refinancing. But where do you go? You want an experienced lender and a reputable company. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, investment, and reverse mortgages. You want a mortgage lender who works with 65 different investors and someone who shares your values, someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL 803075.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Hope you remembered to set your clocks back, and... Janine Fiorito from Discreet Green is in the house, along with the star of today's show, who's taking a nap right now. That would be the bedbug-sniffing beagle, Miss Princess Leia, who's going to work later today on the show. We are going to get to that subject, but first of all, I've got some follow-up to go through, a little bit of news, and so we'll crank all this stuff up. First follow-up, this actually came in the after last week's show. And another email from Christine, she's the Facebook gal with that wonderful page, and it's about Dr. Nels. And, of course, we've talked about him a lot lately. And his greetings, she says, "You are so right about Dr. Nels. Kim recommended him for Sarah, my Golden Retriever Greyhound mix. You know, Kim Miller Medium, who hosts for me on the third Sunday." Christine must have called in, and Kim said this would be good for Sarah, for her back. He worked on me first, you know, because he'll often say that there's a, you know, glitch going on with the humans that's affecting the dog, and he has to clear that first. So she says he worked on me first, and for 3 days I had no pain. Wow. Sarah is not as bad as she was and is moving around more, so I'm keeping him updated on Sarah. That comes from Christy, and that's very cool. And I did I tell you that Dr. Nels came out for the first time? He's been out to my place now once and worked on all my cats and me. And the most dramatic improvement I see is in old Blue G-Man. You know, who's my Blue Abyssinian, who's on his way to 16.
The elder.
Yeah, the elder guy who's, you know, old and arthritis, he gets connected and all of that. But, you know, I have stairs for, you know, to get up on the counter and on the bed and stuff. And he'd even sort of given up on going up the stairs to the food on the kitchen counter. And he'd have me lift him up for that. Well, since Dr. Nels worked on him, he's getting better and better. And he's now jumping up and climbing stuff that he hasn't done in years. I mean, somebody tapped me on the shoulder in my office. I turned around. G-Man's sitting on the desk. Well, you know, that's a 4 foot. He hasn't ever leaped up on that desk in his whole life since I've been in this house. And then yesterday I'm meditating, and he comes in and he's in my face because he's jumped up eye level to me. On my altar, saying hello. I'm saying, you know, get. Anyway, so and I'm now not having to lift him up on the kitchen counter. He's using the stairs again and jumping his way back up there. It's very, very good. So And also, I think Buzzy, who is having trouble just integrating back into this lifetime, he's way better and doing really, really well. And I'm getting hot off the presses here. All right, were you guys not paying attention when we did this last commercial break? I gave you the phone numbers. I gave you a hint to pay attention. I told you the missing link word of the day is bed bugs. I also told you, don't think everybody else calls right away. So if you have our phone numbers, well, I'll give you the phone numbers again, everyone. But first one that gets through gets to choose what missing link formula. And the only thing is if you have won a prize on this radio station in the last 30 days, you don't qualify. Other than that, and you're over 18, well, there we go. So perhaps someone was just thinking, oh, I wasn't. We'll let you know if we have a...
I'm suspicious. It's calling in on a non-standard line, but we'll see.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
Well, it's a hunt system with the telephone line. So usually when a call comes in, it's the first line, like not the second, third, or fourth. No, it's just sequencing in terms of how phone calls are dealt with. But the fact like that Kathy's on.
She's on, and it looks like she's writing, doesn't it? Yeah, she's turned herself.
I'm changing my mind here. I think we do have a winner. Of course, Kathy won't let us know.
We have a winner? Oh, she's looking at something on the computer.
Yeah, she's not going to talk to us.
Okay. Well, we'll let you know if we don't, and I'll give you another heads up. So, all right, next follow-up. This is a story. Do y'all remember, not sure how long ago it was, but the story of the little dog in the Philippines his little girl and her cousin, a motorcycle was going to mow them down, and the dog ran out in between and saved their lives and got smashed, and the upper part of his mouth and jaw was cut off. creepy. Well, and it, of course, made the internet all over the place because the dog survived. And but it's the strangest looking thing in the world because it has a lower jaw but not an upper jaw. Anyway, on the internet, as often happens, there was a Help Kabang is the dog's name fund, and they generated more than $20,000. And so they sent the dog to the States, the vet school at the University of Davis. And the follow-up story is the dog has arrived, is at the veterinary school. But once they got the dog and started checking the dog out, the dog had puppies. Dog had a cancerous tumor and heartworms. So they're having to treat the cancer, treat the heartworms before they can surgically repair the dog. But the good news is apparently the vet college and the vet students, they've all fallen in love with this dog. And by the way, that $20,000 came from from 22 different countries. The donations came in from for this dog. And it kind of gives me the creeps to it's very strange to look at this dog. But apparently the dog, even with just a lower jaw, is able to lap up food and water. Wow. Hmm. And so they believe the dog has a great prognosis, and they're going to be able to deal with the cancer, deal with the heartworms, and then surgically close the dog's face. But they don't plan to do a prosthetic upper jaw because apparently the dog doesn't need it. It eats and they even think that the dog may eventually be able to go back to the Philippines, although that's questionable in this article. So they may be thinking, but it's kind of like, well, you know, if the dog's sole purpose was to save those little girls, send the dog back to the family. But, you know, they may be thinking if they do all this work, I have no idea what they're thinking, but I'm thinking that's probably where the dog wants to be. But so there we go.
Is that a good question for you and Robin Sunday?
Well, that would be a good question, except, and I haven't had a chance to tell you all this, you know, I mean, because Robin, we did the second Sunday of October, and that was, of course, we celebrated St. Francis Feast Day and the blessing of the animals, and Robin did the big channels from St. Francis. Well, by Sunday afternoon, we had both been told that Robin was not to do Animal World for a while again. That second Sunday of October and that channeling was very hard was difficult for her. I mean, as gifted as she is, it took a lot of energy. It was difficult for her. And the masters kind of chimed in and said, hey, you know, Martha's been working in this energy for 25, 30 years, seriously. And even though you can do all this cool stuff, you have not. And this is just the beginning of the work the two of you are going to do together, but you need to spend time praying and meditating every day and doing the light work and doing all this stuff because you have to get your physical body in better shape to handle this. So Robin kind of got St. Francis and you know, Yogananda and the crew that kind of kiboshed her from that, said, you know, you're going to be working on Robin for a while. Take the time that you would have devoted here on the show that you're going to be working on you. Besides, Martha needs to do other things. So we'll see what else Martha needs to do on this Sunday. But so it's kind of a timeout for the moment. And but I can always get you know, feeds on, you know, and powwow with Robin off the air on these things for follow-up stuff. But I don't know when we'll do another Robin and Martha Sunday because, you know, we are listening to the masters and apparently there's more big stuff to come for the two of us to do, but Robin has to be better prepared. Yeah. Mm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for the update.
Well, thanks for asking, because I forgot to say anything, which means why we're doing a diet and nutrition show next week. All right, let's see. Oh, and this is just good. For fun. This sent to me by my webmaster mistress. Sheep Thrills, Senegal's idol-style pageant for rams. Apparently, rams, you know, like in sheep, you know, the curly horn, you know, rams are a beloved and revered animal in Senegal, and it has to do with you know, religious beliefs and so forth. And every family has a sheep, and apparently, if you have a sheep in your house, then you're protected and all of that sort of thing. Well, then this gal got this idea that, you know, they have, you know, contests for humans all over the, you know, like idol contest, and they have shows for dogs and shows for cats and all of this. So she decided to start an idol contest for sheep in Senegal. And it has it's become really, really popular. And it started out as a joke, but now it's on Facebook, and the competition is not to be confused with competition where that these animals are like shown and then used for meat and cooking. These are beloved family animals, and they take them down to the river and they suds them up and show, you know, they soap them up and clean them all up and show off their rams. And they compete for $4,000, and there's a huge gathering. There were 16 rams, one by one. Thunderous applause from spectators, and now it's a serious competition, and it's going to be held on a regular basis. How funny is that? And here's a guy. A picture of this guy, you know, with his beloved ram. It's a big ram. Hmm. But he's all cleaned up, so how fun is that? Okay. And here's speaking of working dogs and little Princess Leia, she's not alone now. Did you see the headline news this week that miniature dogs are now joining the working canine corps in Japan? And usually think of police dogs as German Shepherd, Rottweilers, and Dobermans. Mm. But now toy poodles, chihuahuas, and schnauzers are joining the ranks for police work in Japan. Their newly indoctrinated dogs are opening minds on and off the force. The first dog they inaugurated into the police force is a little miniature schnauzer. And they're finding that these little dogs, which just makes total sense, they're able to access areas and in, you know, smaller compartments than larger dogs could go in when they're sniffing for stuff. Mm-hmm. So most of them are sniffing things out, and they're less intimidating, so they don't frighten the public. But we know, since we have a bedbug sniffing dog here, you don't need a big, huge dog to sniff out stuff. And, you know, like I said, they're finding that they're able to access more areas. So anyway, Japan is apparently the first to to officially welcome small dogs to the rank of their working police dogs. Mm. All right, let's see. I just wanted to comment on, you know, Hurricane Sandy and all the devastation on the East Coast. And I'm they haven't gotten a lot of reports about animals and so forth, but have you all noticed in a lot of the storm reporting and the pictures, there's an emphasis on the people being able to take their animals with them and nobody being, you can't get in the boat if you bring your dog, and the kids holding their animals. And there's a story in the Herald here of a guy holding his cat, and he's at the local animal shelter because they could bring their animals there and leave them there since their homes were destroyed, and then they could go to the people housing and their animals would be cared for, then they can get them as soon as they're able to care for them again. So I just thought that was really cool that the animals are being cared for and allowed and evacuated along with the humans.
I don't remember where, but I heard there's a shelter. It might have been New York, but there's a shelter somewhere that people can take their pets with them. And I didn't know.
Yeah, there were
and actually go and stay and have their pets.
Yeah, there were shelters that were allowing both people and their animals. And it's really just great to see that, because we all remember the aftermaths of Katrina and how horrible that was. But apparently we have, as a consciousness, changed that in this country when we're dealing with disasters. So that's really good for the animals. All right. And I want to say congratulations to Chris in Seattle, who won the feline formula of Missing Link. And now it's time to do it one more time. Well, not the giveaway, but take care of our advertisers and sponsors, the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, thank them, support them, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Just winding up on the important stuff in the news this week, animals in the news before we get to bed bugs. And I was talking about Hurricane Sandy here before we timed out for a while, and just The only thing I found about zoos was the Smithsonian Institution Museums and National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Apparently they were shut down for a while because of the storm, but they have reopened and there was no damage or, you know, injury to any of the animals. So that's a good thing. There was an interesting article in the Herald yesterday about wolves at Wolfhaven having their annual checkups and so forth, if you want to look that up online. The big story this weekend, you see, it was the octopus. Mm. Did y'all see that? Mm-hmm. The guy went diving off the beach, West Seattle, Alki somewhere, I think.
Yeah.
And which perfectly legal, caught a big octopus and brought it back, and then everybody flipped their cookies. That this guy had taken an octopus, and it might have had eggs and all that sort of stuff. And since, the guy has said, you know, I checked, it didn't have eggs, and it's perfectly legal. And, you know, I eat octopus. This is how I feed myself. And it's just like fishing. It's fishing or hunting. It's just another animal. But the outrage has been
huge.
Mm. Huge. In the area, in our area, and it made at least AOL syndication nationally on the news. So I find it interesting of what's surfacing and what's getting attention, because he's absolutely right. It really is no different than fishing or hunting. Mm-hmm. But do you think maybe our consciousness is ready to change a little bit? Yeah. Maybe the masters are right that we need to move towards vegetarian diets and. And, because it's strange. I felt the same way, seeing the octopus writhing, in the back of the pickup truck. But on the other hand, it's no different than, what else we're doing. And, of course, he said, they're trying to make that the place where he picked this octopus out of the water as a sanctuary reserve-type area. Because so many divers use the area to watch the undersea life and so forth. But how does that make it any different? We have him go someplace else where nobody sees him doing it. Does that change anything?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering. You think our consciousness is waking up?
Hopefully.
Now, speaking of that, remember in the news recently was the reintroduction of wolves into Washington State, and then of course the pack that got in trouble with cattle. And so they helicopters out and they killed the whole pack, all eight of them. A key state lawmaker says he's going to hold a hearing on the state Fish and Wildlife Department's decision to kill the pack of wolves and that had been preying on cattle in northeastern Washington. It's a Senator Kevin Ranker of Orcas Island, heads a committee overseeing the department. And he said that he wants to clarify the policy on killing wolves to help ranchers. And because the department said it had no choice because, the cattle were focusing on the wolves were focusing on cattle instead of wildlife. But it's kind of like, and like I said, going into this, I don't see a resolution to this as long as these cattle are. Well, my resolution was let's stop eating cows and cattle. Of course, that ranchers don't like that. But anyway, so it'll be interesting what happens because they're apparently not going to let this one go away, as they shouldn't. But now, another interesting story here, which again raising our consciousness and the awareness of animals. Did you see the elephant that imitates human speech? Very cool. No. It's starting to circulate. Kathy's saying, yeah, she saw the story. I got this out of the Herald yesterday, but I also saw it online last night or this morning. And it's out of Seoul, South Korea. And apparently, it's a very cool story. You ought to look it up and read it. This elephant, in order to bond stronger with his trainer, he was taken away from his siblings at age five. But he wanted, in an effort to bond stronger with his human trainer, he takes his trunk and he sticks it up into his mouth so that he can alter his sounds, and he's speaking words of Korean.
Wow.
Yeah, and then there's another story, a similar story, but they don't have the documentation that they have on this elephant, that an elephant that was speaking another language very similarly. But, you know, we know those of us that know animals, and you know, we've been talking to the elephants about getting them out of zoos, especially Woodland Park, and how intelligent and sensitive they are. But this kind of amazing.
Where would somebody find that story?
Well, you could go to heraldnet.com. That's the Herald website. They ran the story. I'm sure if you just elephant imitates human speech, if you just Googled that, the story will come up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, speaking of that, interesting stuff mm-hmm. about animals, Energizer dolphins. This is the latest that they've learned. Listen to this. Dolphins can stay alert and active for more than 2 weeks at a time by sometimes staying only half awake, according to new research. Scientists from the National Marine Mammal Foundation in San Diego say they found that dolphins sleep with only half of their brains at a time, while the other half remains awake. By switching to the side that's active, they can remain awake for many hours or days. They found this by putting them to work with continuous echolocation games, in which they maintained a 99% success rate over 5 days straight. Similar results were found in a 30-day test that had to be cut in half due to an approaching storm. I didn't put this in good news simply because I don't know that we need to be doing this to dolphins to find this out. But the fact that we're finding it out, that there are some species that have developed with, you know, and we know how intelligent marine life, you know, dolphins and whales are and so forth. But, you know, how cool is that?
That's interesting.
Put half your brain to sleep and operate out of the other half.
Can we do that?
I don't think we have figured it out.
Don't tell your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now... I'm still this year hoping to be on top of the Great American Bird Watch so I can tell you all about that. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think that happens over like New Year's. But and it's only a couple of days. But here's another one that crossed my path. Here's your chance to be a citizen scientist. The 26th season of Project Feeder Watch begins November 10th. More bird watchers are needed to make it a success. By watching birds at their feeders from November through April and submitting their observations to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, volunteers make it possible for scientists to keep track of changing bird populations across the continent. This is particularly important with potential climate changes, warmer weather in particular, and it's fun. Okay, so here's... if you want to volunteer, you go to www.feederwatch.org, feederwatch.org, or call the Cornell Lab at 866-989-2473. 866-989-2473. So that's kind of cool. You know, can be part of that bird watch. And then hopefully... The Great American Bird Watch will happen. I'll know about it before it's over. Okay, now that leaves us with one last. Aha, uh-huh. Mike's handing me something here.
It has the dates. It's in February.
Oh, the Great American Bird Watch.
Look towards the top of the page there.
Great American Bird Count, February 15th through 18th. Well, so much for my New Year's plans, but...
You know, there may be another one, because I do remember
something over the New Year's?
Some sort of counting
yeah.
process during the week between Xmas and New Year's.
Well, thanks to Mike now. We'll be on... We got to tell February to prepare for this one. But this other one I just told you about, that one starts November 10th. So then let's do a real quick, because I only got one more story in the good news department. So we'll do that before we close out this hour, provided Mike is ready. And it's time for the best good news about animals. Sunshine. I'm most hoping for sunshine tomorrow when I go to pick up Robbie. Because again, yeah. Woohoo!
Well, the inner sunshine will be there.
And speaking of Robbie and dogs, it's good news for dogs because the best good news is that on Saturday there was an opening of the Tails and Trails new off-leash park in Mukilteo. So how cool is it that we talked about happening today, the fundraiser for the new Kirkland off-leash park. Now we got one in Mukilteo.
Super.
Very cool, isn't it? We're getting off-leash parks all over the place. So how neat is that? Mm-hmm. Robbie won't be going to one anytime soon because I just think very young dogs, too much exposure to I mean, he'll be socialized and all of that, but we'll stay away from general dog parks until he's older and his immune system is stronger. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, oh, don't get me started. Aren't we in good news? We are. But,
yes,
you know, people with their brand new born babies at, like, football games and stuff, and it's like, those babies should not be exposed to all that stuff. Oh, keep them at home. And yeah. All right. But we have a new dog park in Mukilteo, and they are still need help in maintaining and all of that. So if you want to help, if you live in that area, to volunteer to help with the Tails and Trails Dog Park, leave a message on the Mukilteo Off-Leash Dog Park Facebook page or email muckdogs, M-U-K-dogs, at gmail.com. The park's at 1301 Mukilteo Boulevard, includes benches, dog waste bags, a covered area for dog owners, and an area for shy dogs. How cool is that? Ooh. All right. It's open daily from dawn to dusk. And
what's the address again?
The address is 1301 Mukilteo Boulevard. Okay. But a shy dog area. I just think that's so cool. I thought that was worth winning and being the featured best good news about dogs. All right, so now I've run us over time. Let's close out this hour. And being as that it's cold outside, and if you've got little dogs that don't like cold weather, you need to know how to keep them doing their potty business outside. And make sure you don't get bugs inside. We're going to be talking about that in a little while. So stay tuned, and Animal World continues. And next up, bed bugs, everything you needed to know and more. You really need to hear this. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.